Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to unpack stories that will really make you think about life, about love. And today we are diving into Warren Adler's novel, Last Call. It's quite profound.
It really is.
Now, for those readers who've already journeyed through this story, think of this as peeling back maybe some more layers. We want to spark some fresh reflections on its challenging themes.
And if you haven't read it yet, well, maybe this will be the nudge you need to discover just how powerful it is.
So let's jump in. Adler does something pretty striking right off the bat, doesn't he? He introduces Harvey Franklin, 83, and Sarah Silverman, who's 80.
Yeah, and they just meet, you know, by chance, Central Park dog run.
Yeah.
But what happens next isn't like a gentle slide into companionship.
No, not at all. It's this incredibly passionate, very sexually charged romance. It completely flies in the face of stereotypes about older people.
Exactly. Adler doesn't shy away from it. He shows late life intimacy with this real honesty. There's heat there.
It's almost confronting the way he writes it. He refuses to sanitize it or make it cute. It's raw, and it just demolishes that idea that desire, you know, just vanishes with wrinkles.
It really does. But then, almost immediately, Adler throws in this huge complication, this major ethical dilemma.
Right. Sarah's commitment.
Her unwavering commitment to her husband, Frank. He has dementia, and she's absolutely dedicated to caring for him herself at home. It's a profound moral choice she's made.
And that choice clashes hard with Harvey. You feel his urgency, don't you? He sees their time as so limited, so finite.
He wants all of her now. He wants that full-time presence together because who knows how much time is left.
Yeah. And that tension between her deep loyalty to Frank, this sense of obligation, and Harvey's really intense desire for them to just be together exclusively, Adler just lets that simmer.
Mm-hmm. It forces you as the reader to grapple with it. What is loyalty when your partner isn't fully present anymore? How do you balance that with, well, a new chance at connection, especially when the clock is ticking so loudly?
And the breaking point.
Oh, yeah. The voicemail.
That moment when Harvey's in crisis and Sarah doesn't pick up, she doesn't respond.
And he leaves that message filled with rage.
Yeah.
And just horrifically anti-Semitic.
It's absolutely chilling, and it feels like such a betrayal. More than just anger, it's this deep, ugly prejudice suddenly erupting.
And that's the genius and the horror of it.
Yeah.
Adler uses that moment not just to shatter their relationship, but to expose something really dark. How these biases can just lie dormant, you know?
Yeah, even in someone capable of deep love and connection, it makes Sarah and us, the readers, face this awful reality that prejudice can hide and then just destroy everything in an instant.
So it's not just a plot twist. It's Adler pulling back the curtain on some really uncomfortable truths. If you think about the big themes he's juggling.
Well, there's the light life romance and sexuality, which we talked about, that refusal to sentimentalize.
Right. And then the caregiving dilemma, that gut-wrenching conflict between loyalty and personal happiness or new love. Adler offers zero easy answers there. It's messy.
So messy. And the poison of prejudice, how it can just fester and erupt, even in unexpected places, it really makes you question things.
And layered over all of it is the fragility of time. Every conflict, every emotion feels amplified because they know their time is short.
One moment, a few hateful words, and everything they built just crumbles.
It's a stark reminder, isn't it? Sometimes the worst heartbreak isn't lost time. It's words you can never, ever take back.
So where does that leave readers? Adler doesn't wrap it up neatly. There's no easy forgiveness, no simple resolution. It's like life, really, raw and complicated.
It really pushes you to think about the limits of forgiveness. Can love actually survive something like that? A betrayal rooted in such deep prejudice.
Is redemption even possible when regret comes too late? Especially with that clock ticking down.
Yeah, the book leaves you with these really haunting questions. Can love truly overcome something so fundamental? What happens when one act reveals a part of someone you never knew existed?
Warren Adler's Last Call. It's just a powerful, sometimes uncomfortable, but ultimately unforgettable book. It shows how passion, prejudice, tenderness, betrayal, they can all exist side by side, even at the very end of life.
Mm-hmm.
It really sticks with you. So if you haven't read it, we strongly encourage you to pick up Last Call. Experience this deep dive into love, aging, and just how complex humans can be.
Definitely worth the read.
Until next time, keep diving deeper into the stories that challenge you, the ones that make you think.